We call it the Gump File. Why do we do it? Well, because stupid is as, stupid is stupid does, and there's silly people out there. It'll make yourself feel better when you hear about some of these idiots. Let's get started, shall we? Wisconsin, a man was cited for disorderly conduct after throwing pizza and breadsticks at pizzeria employees because his food was cold. 26-year-old man placed an order online July 31st from Toppers and then called the store about an hour later to say he had accidentally ordered carryout instead of delivery. Police said the pizza was delivered and the man called the eatery again to complain about his food being cold. Not much they could do about it then. So he drove to the store, threw his food at the employees, while using profanity, of course, directed at the workers. Officers said the man admitted to throwing the food, told police he really isn't a bad fella at all. He just made a mistake. He didn't want to hurt anybody. But look, man, when you get charged with, you know, assault by pizza, that's on your record. You know that, right? You go get a job somewhere and they go, oh, I see you got an assault charge there, Sonny. What'd you do? Hit a guy right in the eye with a breadstick, huh? Well, not sure we can use a guy like you. Just eat the pizza. Authorities say a former waiter, TGI Friday's restaurant in Chicago, has been indicted on charges. He copied and sold the numbers of 73 credit cards. Prince George's County State Attorney Angela Asselbrook said at a news conference, 21-year-old Brian Keith Adams of Elk Ridge was indicted Thursday on 16 charges, including theft, identity theft, and conspiracy to commit theft. How did they catch him? Why, gosh, two Secret Service employees ate at the restaurant and noticed they had some unauthorized charges on their credit cards. Yeah, when the Secret Service comes in and eats and you steal their credit card numbers. I'm pretty sure they're going to track you down. They have, I don't know, help in those kind of things. Those Secret Service guys. Finally, authorities in Florida say a 71-year-old man arrested for spray painting a utility pole told police. The pole was just the latest in a string of hundreds he has tagged. He told deputies that when he was arrested, he says, yeah, I spray painted SLA on the utility poles. Not only that one, but a lot more. Oh, yeah, baby. I've done six already today, as a matter of fact. Hundreds over the last 5 years. SLA stands for Sane Liberated Americans. That's his political party. He said the party will take over the country after the U.S. economy fails. Deputies discovered the tag on at least 99 polls. And he said he'd go to jail. He's not even going to try to post the $5,000 bail. He says, forget it. I sprayed it. I'll do the time, man. Spray painting SLA everywhere, man. That's just wrong. 22 minutes after 3, Chuck Hall with you. There's your Friday edition of the Gump File on KORD.